Value-added products such as ethanol, biodiesels, and biofuels are very important. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. Building U.S. trade opportunities includes securing new and expanding current global markets for our biofuels market.
If we play our cards right and have the correct policy, our farmers can fuel the world. We have not forgotten that an important part of the mix in our trade negotiations involve biofuels. And we have a whole multitude of countries that we are engaged in negotiations with to see to it that American biofuels can serve those countries' energy needs.
USDA Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden said they continue to look at ways to establish new and expand current biofuel export markets and partners.
I had meetings with the trade minister from Vietnam. Top on his list was getting secure access to American biofuels because this summer, Vietnam is adopting E10. They wanted the United States to be the provider of that ethanol. And as they develop their infrastructure further and build plants that can produce ethanol in Vietnam, they want American corn to be the source material that feeds those plants.
So all in all, working with our trading partners such as Japan have already shown success for our U.S. ag products.
The trade framework that the administration has reached with Japan specifically has a request to buy sustainable or synthetic, whichever S you please, aviation fuel from the United States. And we are working hard at USDA with our counterparts and other federal agencies to make that a reality. Other discussions that I have had recently involve the agriculture minister from Germany and our shared desire that the German government continue to allow American soy and American biodiesel to be able to meet the German government's own biofuel needs.
And in order to meet these needs, it is very important that we continue with our trade mission trips. Jesse Vonkert is president and CEO of South Dakota Trade. He pointed out it's important to conduct these trade mission trips as they get ready to go to Japan.
That's correct. We're going to be leading a multifaceted delegation to both Japan and Korea, including business leaders, government officials, and ag leaders looking to create connections and export more of the great products grown right here in South Dakota.
Jesse pointed out Japan is an interesting market at the moment, a market that we want to continue to grow with our trading partners there in Japan.
Japan's really interesting right now. There's a lot of changing facets happening given what they're facing in the South China Sea. But on the export side, beef has seen an increase on the price side from Australia. And so a lot of the beef imported into Japan is Australian beef. But now that their prices are increasing, I was reading this on the USDA website yesterday, American beef has a better chance. So we hope to see some export growth on the beef side.
As Jesse pointed out, it's very important that we continue to promote our red meat products such as beef. It's also very important that we promote our other products representing the grain industry.
But of course, we know that these countries are major consumers of our products like soybeans, and we produce some of the best soybeans in the world right here in South Dakota. We're going to be having folks with us from the Soybean Council with us on this trade mission talking about the great products grown here, the quality of those products, and how we can export more of those to both Japan and Korea in the coming years.
So when it comes right down to it, building U.S. ag trade opportunities includes securing new and expanding current global markets for all of our U.S. ag products. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.